I'm Jack Lessenberry. Here's what the Michigan Constitution says about state aid to private schools. No public monies or property shall be appropriated or paid, or any public credit utilized by the legislature or any other political subdivision of the state, directly or indirectly, to aid or maintain any private, denominational, or other non-public school. No payment, credit, tax benefit, exemption or deductions, tuition voucher, subsidy, grant or loan of public monies or property shall be provided, directly or indirectly, to support the attendance of any student or the employment of any person at any non-such public school. That's about as clear as could be. Or, as they say, what part of no don't you understand? The only exception the Constitution allows is that the legislature may provide for transportation to or from any school. This language wasn't in the original 1963 Constitution, but things changed after the legislature passed a law in 1970, 7 years after the state constitution was adopted to provide direct financial aid to certain public schools. The Michigan Supreme Court also upheld that law, but angry voters collected signatures and got a constitutional amendment on that year's ballot to outlaw what was then called parochial aid. Voters overwhelmingly passed it and inserted the language I've just quoted into the state constitution, which seemed to settle the issue. But evidently not, as far as Governor Rick Snyder and the current legislature are concerned. The state budget, which took effect October 1st, includes $2.5 million to reimburse private schools for the cost of meeting state health and safety requirements. The governor claimed this was, in fact, constitutional because the money wouldn't be going to instructional purposes, to actually educate kids. However, plenty of people strongly disagreed. The governor then sensibly asked the state's highest court for an opinion as to whether this was constitutional, preferably before the budget took effect. Others agreed having the court weigh in was a good idea. The court, however, did something surprising. They refused to issue any opinion, saying, "We are not persuaded that granting the request would be an appropriate exercise of the court's discretion." That left both sides claiming opposite things. A spokesman for the Michigan Catholic Conference said that since the High Court did not find the funding unconstitutional, as the opponents had argued, non-public schools are entitled to funding. But Don Wartrube of the Michigan Association of Public School Boards said, not so fast. He noted the court had said nothing about the constitutionality issue. What's certain now is that lawsuits will follow, and the Michigan Supreme Court will be forced to eventually rule on this. I'm not an attorney, but I asked Jack Faxon, one of the last surviving delegates to the convention that wrote the Constitution, what he thought. Faxon, who went on to the state Senate and later owned a private school of his own, said it was clear that aid to private schools of any kind was meant to be unconstitutional, especially after the 1970 amendment. That was voted on by a majority of the people and can't be amended by the legislature, he told me. In other words, if we now want to change that, passing another constitutional amendment is the only fair and reasonable way to go.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.